Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hello, welcome along to the More Radio Breakfast podcast. This is the April edition. What a month it's been.
Yeah, what's up, man? Sup?
Hello, everybody. My name is Tom. And I have to, unfortunately, work with these two muppets.
I'm Baby JJ. Baby JJ's up in the house, man. Sup?
When did you turn into a rapper?
I'm not a rapper. I'm just trying to be more street. I feel like I'm getting old, so I'm trying to be a bit more street the way I talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it sounds a little bit 1998, though.
Yeah, it does. Sounds dope, man. Tommy, what's coming up on the pod, dog?
So we've had a good April. It was a good April,
April's
wasn't it?
April's been fat, man. It's been fat.
Oh, I've booked my vaccine in, so it was a big month for me. I haven't had it yet, but it's booked.
Yeah, you get that jab, dog.
And all the shops and the pubs have reopened. There's been a lot of pub chat.
Yeah, man. I've been down at shops, man. I've been down there. It's been whack. I've been spending my green, man.
Just stop it.
I'm spending my Benjamins.
In this best of April podcast, you hear us celebrating Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was good.
Shakespeare's dope. The original G.
Yeah. We talked about Lou's space buffer, which, if you don't know what that is, just hang around and hear for that. It's the most ridiculous story of the month.
Are you making it sound like I've invented it?
Lou's got two good buffers, man.
She's
got big buffers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
And we talked about Jack's maraca melter, which
was that's
fun.
It, man. I've got big maracas.
Stop talking like an idiot. You're driving me mad. Just talk like yourself. You don't need to be anyone else. Be yourself. That's why we love you, for who you are.
Aww.
That's dope, man. Thanks, man.
Okay. Here we go with the best of April for the More Radio Breakfast podcast. Enjoy.
Keep it real, dude.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Do you feel that you get enough sleep?
Mostly, yes. I'm pretty good because I do have a like a nap.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Because a lack of sleep nearly doubles the risk of sex-related problems in women. Right. It says here, if you're consistently failing to get enough sleep, then it could impact how much satisfaction you're getting between the sheets.
Right.
It says that a good quality of sleep is linked to a much better, more pleasurable physical love life with your partner.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you're tired, you can't really enjoy anything, can you?
Yeah, but look, how do I say this, right? It's fine. The kids are asleep.
Just be careful.
If you're tired, you know what I mean? Then the other one does most of the work, don't they? You know what I mean? And then if the other one's tired, then you do most of the work. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
So if you're gardening, wink, wink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're tired.
Yeah. So if I'm
you could hold the rubble bag while the other half spoons it in.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly that. So if I'm gardening, I can say to Sal, if I'm tired, like I want to do some gardening, but I'm just going to lay down. Can you take care of the roots? Do you know what I mean?
Well, she'll get the hoe out and
exactly that. Yeah. But if Sal's tired, she says, "Babe, I want to do some gardening as well, but I'm tired. So if I lay down, can you do the watering?" That's what I'm saying.
I see.
But
I understand.
The best way to make sure that you both get involved in the equal amount of gardening, so you're both shoveling gravel, you're both de-weeding, you know what I mean? You're both bending down and picking up hydrangea leaves, is that you both get some sleep.
Sleep is crucial to us. Sleep
is the main thing behind a good quality garden area.
Okay.
Well, so I think keep on sleeping.
We've covered that off.
Does Maxine get a lot of sleep, Tommy?
She has a strimmer, so...
I see.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Do you have lockdown feet?
Probably.
This is a condition. It's on the rise. Health experts are concerned about it. What it is a pain in the arch of your foot and in the heel.
Right.
It's actually officially called plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, no, plantar fasciitis.
There you go. Thanks, mate.
For statistics.
But they're now calling it lockdown feet because we're spending so much time over the last year in slippers.
Yeah.
And not proper
shoes.
No support.
Plantar fasciitis, I think it's called.
Dr. Jack.
I had it when I ran the marathon.
Oh, did you, mate?
Yeah, it's very painful. It's horrible.
Well, it's now known as lockdown feet. So we've been told around the house, if you work from home, don't put your slipper socks on or your slippers. Put a good pair of shoes on.
No.
I suggest a pair of brogues.
They're boaters. No, when you said you have a lockdown feet, I thought you were talking about corns and bunions and hares and stuff.
What? Why would lockdown have added those?
Because people just haven't been as bothered, have they? People not shaving as much, you know what I mean? Not looking after themselves.
Shaving their feet.
Manscaping enough, not putting putting enough cracked heel cream on their feet and stuff like that.
God, your feet sound a state.
My feet are all right. And if you're not careful, I'm going to come in there and put them right on your desk.
Oh, dear, dear. I don't need to do anything to my feet. I wash them daily in the shower.
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing grows on them that shouldn't.
No.
Do you wash your feet? I just let the suds drip down onto my feet. That'll do for me. I don't get down and scrub them. No, I'm an ensuite shower. I can't bend down in there and stuff. And it's horrible. If Sal comes in to brush her teeth and I'm bent over in the shower, that's not a nice start to her day, is it?
You wash your feet. I lift my leg up. I'm flexible like that. And wash between toesies.
No, you don't.
I do.
I'll tell you, someone does need to do that. It's my dad. I'll tell you, Lou, you should see my dad's feet, Lou.
Oh, good.
They are a spectacle. I'll tell you what, his big toenails are like chunks of cheddar cheese on there. I'll tell you. I've never seen toenails so thick.
People are having their breakfast.
I've never seen toenails so thick. Honestly, it's brilliant. like unsliced bread.
No, just song, please, Tom.
Really?
Song.
Oh.
Thank you.
The old Parmesan Tootsies.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I've been sort of clickbaited a bit here. There's a little headline here online that says new royal residence opening up to the public. So I was quite excited.
Right.
Thinking maybe it's Balmoral or Sandringham. And it is Sandringham. However, it's only Land Rover safari tours of the estate.
What?
Yeah.
Are they going to have, like, we're going to have the royals running around and you can feed them out your windows?
Here comes Andrew.
Reuben, Eddie, stop. Look. No, behind the tree. That's Edward, that is.
Yeah, there's Lady Louise.
It's Andrew.
Reuben, fire a bit of that steak.
Oh, no, he's on the roof.
That's the one, isn't it? What happened to your bumper? Oh, you're going to believe it. Bleeding Duchess of Kent took it off.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Okay, here comes the final set of questions. Lou, this is big, this is tense. Lou is currently on 8 points. Jack is on 9 points. So, Lou, 3 questions here. You need to get at least 2 right to win.
Okay.
All right, this is your trivia questions based on music.
Yeah.
Around the year 2001. Can We Fix It became a Christmas number one in this year. But who was on lead vocals?
Bob the Builder.
Which celebrity was on lead vocals?
Bob the Builder!
Name the celebrity that voiced the vocals,
Neil
please.
Neil Morrissey?
Is correct. Oh, it's all square.
I thought I'd lost that for a moment.
This is tense.
It was a collaboration, I hadn't remembered.
Lou, this is for the win.
Okay.
Atomic Kitten had a number one in 2001 with their cover of Eternal Flame. Mm-hmm. What are the opening lyrics to that song?
What? Oh, my God. Da, da, da. So. Give me your hand, darling. That's it, isn't it? Close
it.
Your eyes.
No, she said that's it. She said that's it.
Wait, I have to take your first answer. No. You said, da, 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 give me your hand, darling.
I was getting it so nice.
Shush.
That's so nice to Jack.
Wait.
No.
Wrong. The lyrics are Close your eyes. Yeah. Give me your hand.
There's none of this. Da, da, da.
Okay. Tom, tell me it in my head.
Tell me it's a tough one.
For the win, Lou.
Now he's keen.
You've got
all
one more question. Ugh. This is for the win.
Now you're walking in my shoes.
Please calm down. This is to win the entire week of the rewind quiz.
Yeah.
Lou. Here was the lineup to the best British group category at the Brits in 2001.
Oh, God.
Who won? Coldplay, Moloko, Radiohead, Top Loader, All Saints.
Probably Coldplay because they win everything, but I've not got a clue.
Best British group at the Brits, Coldplay, Moloko, Radiohead, Top Loader, All Saints.
It's going to be between Coldplay and Radiohead, I reckon.
Yeah, let's go Coldplay. I don't know. Coldplay.
I needed you to say the words final answer.
Well, no, but you didn't give me that option last question. Did you? You just took what I said or sung.
Oh, look at Lou.
Wait, Lou's out of time. No, I'm joking.
Tom!
She's not out of time. Sit down. Lou, we'll give you a chance to answer. Coldplay, Moloko, Radiohead.
I've said 3 times Coldplay.
You're going with Coldplay.
Yes. I don't know.
If you get this right, you've won.
I don't care.
Yeah! Well done, Lulu!
Even more. Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Today, by the way, is International Poetry and Creative Mind Day.
Ooh. Ooh.
So read your favourite poems this afternoon, or maybe a deck chair in the garden. What are you doing this afternoon?
Straight after the show tonight, I've got to go to the tip.
A poem about the tip, please.
I'm going to the tip today in Burgess Hill. They're going to take all my rubbish to a big landfill. I've got to throw away a towel and an old slow cooker. I like the woman on reception. She is a looker.
Yeah! Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, a lot of people have booked a staycation over the next few months, over the summer, staying in the UK, maybe a camper van, something like that. So trying something a little bit different this year because our options are a bit more limited. I just thought I'd share some information that I've stumbled across this morning, flicking through the papers, because, well, I just feel obliged to. Maybe I'm the only one that doesn't know it, but I feel like that's not the case. If you stumble across a camper van with a Fab Lolly sticker on the bumper or in the window or whatever, just be aware that those people are signalling that they'd like to do a bit of a wife swap.
Ooh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I like Fab Lollies as well.
Well, this is the concern. I love a Fab, and now I'm worried that, you know, that could lead people down paths they weren't expecting.
I think it's important at this point to make it clear to Jack, you don't actually get a Fab Lolly afterwards.
No.
It is literally just a signal point.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you go in, do what you had to do, and then as you treat,
I don't
you get
think
a
it's
fab.
A reward.
It's not
no.
like going to the dentist where you get a lolly at the end, mate. It's not that. Well, Lou, I didn't know that,
no,
and it's
okay.
good to share that knowledge.
I just thought it was worth us all knowing, just in case of any mishaps.
Well, I'm going to the New Forest camping at the end of May. I'm going to keep my eyes open for fabs. What does it mean if they've got a Calippo on the bumper?
Oh, I don't want to go there.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
There's lots going on today. It's St George's Day. We mentioned earlier on it's little Prince Louis's third birthday, bless him. And it's also somebody else's birthday, Shakespeare. And therefore, to celebrate that is National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. These and thous and my heart doth bleed for thee and all that sort of.
Well, we owe him so much.
We do.
He's given us so much. Big fan of the old Will Shaker.
Yeah, you know, the guy was all right. I mean, look, we all know about his hair. Okay, we all know about his hair. Get past that, and he didn't write a bad tune, did he?
He's a poet.
Did he wrote sonnets.
Did he die on the same day he was born?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, and if that happened, how do you get?
No.
I mean, it's very hard to write anything at 2 hours old. Let alone a play.
He was 52, but he died on his birthday.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, as it is. Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I have asked you to pre-prepare your favourite Shakespearean sort of piece.
Yes, I
sonnet,
have mine.
Whatever, you know, of your choice. Mm. And you're going to read it, you know, a little sort of...
Well, like we do our best Shakespeare.
Like front of the class type vibe.
I've taken an excerpt from Henry V, my favourite show.
Show. I love it on Netflix.
And next on ITV, Henry V.
Would you like an excerpt from Henry V?
Yes,
On Shakespeare Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention, the flat unraised spirits that have dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth into an hourglass for the witch supply. Admit me, O Lord, admit me to this chorus of history, who prologue like your humble patients pray, gently to hear, kindly, to judge upon this day.
Oh, Tom! Oh, God, that was rousing!
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Henry V, absolutely beautiful. Brilliant. Kenneth Branagh did it once on stage. Fabulous.
Oh, I've never seen that one. Okay, all right. Jack, what have you got for us?
Well, I haven't gone down the Henry V route or the Macbeth route, but I thought I would just let you know that Shakespeare, you can put that sort of twang and that sort of delivery onto anything and it will work well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Right.
So I've got you some lyrics here from the Ice Cube song, It Was a Good Day. Okay, are you ready? I got thy grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl. Thy wants to take out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 20 foe? I gotta go, cause thy got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, thy can make the booty drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looked in my mirror. Not a carjacker in sight.
goodness, that was also quite
and
arousing.
Everything is all
oh,
right.
Oh, God, it's still going.
I got a beep from Kim and she can go all night. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, yeah, it gets a little raunchy over that, I think.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
You know, this sort of the standard list of who women find attractive in terms of careers, you know, doctors, you know, men in uniform.
Firefighters.
Well, this list has been turned on its head. This is controversial. Guess who's slipped up the ladder into second place?
Well, you can't slip up a ladder. You climb up a ladder.
Sorry. Guess who's climbed up a ladder? That's a really good point. Guess who's been winched up a ladder into second place?
Radio presenters.
No.
Is this pandemic related?
It is.
Is it vaccinators?
No.
Paramedics.
It's delivery men.
Oh,
yeah. Well, Lou actually got a delivery from a very hunky man a little while ago called Jesus.
Yeah.
You did,
yeah. Well, in 1 week, I had Muhammad, Jesus, and who was the other one?
Well, there was three wise men, weren't there?
There were three wise men in 1 week. Muhammad's my favourite, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She got deliveries from Muhammad, Jesus and Judas Iscariot.
No, it was Moses! It was Moses!
Moses, that's right.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Please don't stop the
music. I've got some really sad news.
Mm-hmm.
This is about, you know, the Dulux dog?
Oh, he hasn't passed, has he?
No. No.
Oh, right.
No, it's not that specific dog, but that breed, Old English Sheepdogs,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going extinct.
Oh, wow.
Extinct? Friend Emma's got one.
Yeah, well, no, they're obviously still around at the moment, but they're not. No one wants them anymore. There was only 227 born last year.
Was that because they shed? I mean, I don't know. Are they shedders? That's a lot of fluff.
I mean, they're quite
old.
High maintenance, aren't they? Yeah.
Freeze the semen. That's what you need to... Oh, grow up. That's what you need to do. I'm not joking. There's companies that will do that for you now. You know, there's companies around the world that are freezing as many eggs and semen as various different creatures as possible. It's just to sort of guard the longevity and the future of them.
Well, then where's the dodo gone?
Well, they didn't
have... We're the dinosaurs.
We didn't have the technology to milk a dodo back then.
We talked about
dodo.
I don't know.
You
much.
Know that that's not milk, right?
No, I know.
But that's the terminology they use.
You milk them for their.
I don't think it is.
It is, Lou. Yeah,
is
it is. It's the terminology they
pretty
use.
Pretty sure you milk a horse for its seed.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not sure.
Lou,
about this.
That's the terminology.
How would you know?
Because I do know. I'm the first one to call Tom out if he says something stupid, but that is correct terminology.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it's true though, because where's the dinosaurs?
Again, that we didn't have the technology to.
Oh,
milk
come on,
dinosaur.
It ain't hard, is it? You know what I mean?
What do you want to do? Tickle a Tyrannosaurus, put it on its back, and let's not go there.
It's really not. You want to carry on working here? Produce a pizza survives.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
What are you guys wearing? Have you. Paying homage to today's national day. Let me have a seat. No, Jack, jeans, trainers, Lou.
No, just my usual jeans and a jumper.
I thought you might have clocked what today was and come in dressed accordingly for International Burlesque Day. Is that what they wear?
Why the can-can?
Is that not what they wear, where they do the can-can?
No, can-can's big old frilly skirts from the Victorian times.
Jack's up doing it.
I did the can-can in primary school, actually.
Oh, wait, sorry. Have I got it wrong, then? So, can-can, but, you don't wear the fishnets and the...
No. Maybe fishnets, but can-can's got a big skirt involved, which you sort of flip up.
Oh,
whereas burlesque is rather not less.
Oh, yeah, burlesque is this one. Put some sexy music on.
Oh,
have you got any sexy music?
I've got a few bits.
Just put something on. This is burlesque.
About something like... Yeah. Oh, this might do. Okay.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he's stripping.
Stop touching yourself, Jack.
Yeah, he's stripping.
Get your hands where we can see them.
It's not very sensual when it's an Adidas tracksuit
no,
top.
No,
it's You know what's annoying? Climate change.
It's really annoying.
It's bad, isn't it?
So bad.
Yeah, it's not good, obviously.
No. And it's causing problems with the animal kingdom. Let me tell you this story here. What's happening because of climate change is that polar bears are being pushed inland to find food because the sea ice is now melting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And their habitat is being destroyed because of that.
Well, we've talked about this, haven't we? About them sort of roaming towards Scotland.
Well, some of them get on an iceberg that's floating and, yeah.
Oh, God.
So polar bears are going inland to find food. And what's happening is that they're bumping into brown bears that are travelling up to Alaska.
Oh.
And previously they haven't crossed before, but now they are beginning to cross.
So we're going to get a beige bear.
Yeah, I reckon I know where we're going here. How are you doing? Yes!
And it's happening.
They must think each other looks so exotic.
So the polar is mating now with the grizzly, and they are creating a new species of bear, which scientists are calling...
Gola bear!
The Pizzly.
Pizzly?
I love the
bear.
Oh, well, your underbelly fluff is so beautiful. Your big paws wrap them around me.
Stop.
All right.
Are you even getting me going with that?
So this is what's happening. They are mating. It's happened a few times now, and they're calling it the Pizzly bear. This new type of bear is more resilient to climate change and better suited for warmer temperatures. So they've created this new hybrid animal. It's amazing how the animal kingdom works.
Yeah, and look, they're just like us. Do you know what I mean? They've had a bad year, what with COVID and everything. You know what I mean? Everyone's getting it on more than they were before, man. Go for your life.
I mean, I worry that it's more deadly. The Pizzly bear.
It doesn't
because it's got the best of both.
It doesn't sound scary.
It doesn't. Is that why they've given it that name?
I don't know. But
why did they call it the Gola?
The Gola bear. That would have been a good one.
Yeah. Well, I like the beige bear.
BB.
Should we play the music again?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, your teeth. Nibble, nibble. Even more Radio Breakfast
with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. This is quite interesting. I don't quite know how this is going to work. NBC, one of the bigger TV, is it a channel or networks over in the States, is going to try something new. They want to do an unscripted TV series of the board game Guess Who.
What?
They're developing this. And we all know Guess Who, you know, when you put your purse in the front and then all the people are there and you're like, has yours got glasses and so on? And they want to do an unscripted TV version of it. But how do you suppose that's going to work?
I mean, it's a good game, but it's not a thrilling watch. It's not a spectator game, is it?
I can only think they're going to try and do it a little bit like Cats Do Countdown, where they're going to try and have some fun with it, turn it into a comedy thing. I don't know.
I disagree. I think it will work. You've got a panel of maybe 10 random members of the public and... You've got to have said, is your guy... Yeah, I think it works. But the comedy will come in, the descriptions of the people.
Let's do a little challenge here, right? If we were Guess Who characters, and we'll do each other, right? What would be the thing you would ask? So like, you want to find out if it's me or something like that.
Are you male?
No, you're not allowed to ask, are you male?
Do they have hair?
No, you're not allowed to ask. It's boring. You've got to think outside the box.
Right.
What would you ask?
Aren't they offensive?
If it was Lou, for instance, I would say...
There we go.
Is she wearing a questionable jumper?
Hey! It's one of my more normal jumpers.
Right. Lou, what would you ask for Tom?
Is he wearing a salmon-coloured shirt?
It's not salmon.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
All right, Lou, can I ask one for Lou?
Yeah, do it.
Are they really her real teeth? I could play that game as well, girlfriend. Even more Radio Breakfast
with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. I've got a sad story with a very happy ending. This is very cute. 8-year-old Poppy from Selsey. She's a local girl. She absolutely loves bees. She did a project about them at school and just became hooked. And so for her 8th birthday, I asked for a beehive. And she's become a proper beekeeper. Well, she's just amazing. She's got the suit. She's got everything. But a couple of weeks ago, her whole beehive and all the bees were nicked.
Who nicks a beehive?
Sorry, is that the end of the story? Because you said it started
happy
off.
Ending, we haven't got to the happy ending yet.
Oh, right, phew, that's coming.
And we're mid-story. This is the turning point.
How dare they steal the bees?
Who steals a beehive?
Well, yeah, I know, right?
But how do you steal a beehive?
Dangerous operation. She's managed to keep these bees alive over winter, which I think is a tricky thing to do. So she's done so well. She went down to her allotment and they're gone. But her stepmom started like an online fundraiser. She's got like 15 grand now to spend on bees.
Go on, Pot. How much is a beehive?
I don't know.
Well, you get a BI for 500 quid.
Yeah.
She's got 14 and a half grand left.
Sorry, not 15 grand, 1,500.
I thought you said 15 grand.
Oh, well, that's not as happy
Too many zeros. No, it is. That's loads of money.
I thought she was off to Greece for 5 weeks.
So you just got a deposit on a flat. Whack another. At the end, it's a pretty decent ending. Whack another zero on it. That's a happy ending.
Oh, I ruined the story.
Poppy, that's brilliant. Poppy, if you're listening, once your bees start giving you some honey, can we have some?
Yeah, local Sussex honey.
Yeah, lovely.
I've never done any beekeeping. I want to put the suit on and give it a go. I'd like to try that.
Do you know what I want to do? My best mate Paul's very good at this because he's got one. I wouldn't mind an allotment, you know. I reckon that'd be fun, going down there with the kids, growing some veg and that.
We quite want chickens.
Well, my friends Emma and Daz have got chickens. My best mate Martin used to have chickens. And they're good, but they're very messy.
Well, the three of us had set up some kind of small holding.
Growing up, we had peacocks. What?
I mean, you have to, you know what I mean?
What?
Someone's got some bees having
an
allotment.
How posh are you?
Yeah, you've got the most regal bird walking the face of the earth, you know what I mean?
We didn't eat them or anything.
No, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you had peacocks.
Oh, okay, well then.
I mean, strolling around.
Should we go and feed the peacocks?
All right, I'll common it up a bit. We had a couple of...
Rats.
Pigeons.
Rats, yeah. Anyway, listen, well done
common
to...
Common it up a bit, Tom.
Well done to young Poppy.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Morning. I hope you're well if you've just turned on. Where have you been the last hour? Come on, lazy. Listen, health experts are saying that we need 3 feel-good hits a day to keep us going.
Okay.
This is to ensure you have a successful day for your mind, for your mental well-being and everything. So, for example, a cheeky flirt with your other half will be included, will be sort of under the banner of a hit.
Well, when Sal was putting Eddie to bed last night, I was kissing her on the cheek at his bedside, and then that turned into me doing comic dog licks on her cheek. Does that count?
That's perfect.
For you, thanks, but mate. Not for her.
She thinks it's funny.
It'll generate laughter. It gives you a feel-good factor. Other things that might happen naturally, getting a letter in the post which isn't a bill.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen, does it?
Well, rarely. But if you do get a handwritten letter, you think, oh, a wedding invite. You think, oh.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some new house cards, which are terribly exciting.
I don't think that. I think, oh, God, one of the long-lost kids has tracked me down.
One of the long-lost kids.
One of.
Hello, Papa. It is me, Juan. Oh, God.
Juan, how's your mother?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I'm reading here that come the start of May, it's going to really kick off. 32 degrees, they're saying here at some points. And that means it's got a weather name. Yes. Now, we like the beasts from the east. And we like, the polar plume and stuff like that that comes in, which all the tabloids give the weather a name, don't they, when it's extreme. Well, this is coming in from Spain.
Okay. The Spanish señorita.
No, it's not the Spanish señorita.
The flamenco flame.
Yes. No, it's not the flamenco flame. Ladies and gentlemen, starting in May, it's the maraca melter.
That's so stupid.
Stupid.
The maraca melter.
Maraca's made of wood.
Yes.
Melt.
Summer plastic.
That
I mean,
is
you
true.
You can get the plastic maracas. They're not. They don't give the same sound
not
as the wooden.
No,
they don't. But they are working on, and I've heard this from a friend of mine in Spain called Juan, they're working on now an aluminium maraca that is completely weatherproof.
What just happened over the last 30 seconds?
I have a tale of epic proportions to tell you now. This story will become legend. Happened on Saturday. Just over a year ago, a man called Josh Swain from Arizona set up like a Facebook chat. He gathered as many other Josh Swains as he could find. And he sent them this message. You're probably wondering why I've gathered you all here today, one of the other Joshes said. Because we all share the same name? Precisely. 24th of April, 2021. Midday. Meet at these coordinates. We fight. Whoever wins gets to keep the name.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else has to change their name.
I like that.
You have a year to prepare. Good luck.
That's amazing.
So that was, when was that? Was on Saturday, wasn't it?
So that message was a year ago.
Yeah, but the 24th was Saturday.
The 24th was Saturday.
Did they meet?
Yes.
How many?
Well, hundreds. turned up.
That's amazing.
To the field with the coordinates, where there was this rustic pallet that said, "No Josh fight here, private property. Please go to Bowling Lake Park for Josh versus Josh versus Josh." And he gave the new coordinates, made the best Josh win. So they all traipsed over there instead. And there were hundreds of Joshes. I think there must have been a bit more coordination somewhere along the line, because they all turned up with, you know, like those pool noodle things.
Oh, the noodle that you learn to swim with?
Yeah. They all had one of them.
Right, as a sword.
Yeah, so if there was a few lightsabers, a couple of like fancy dress outfits, Spider-Man, that kind of thing. There were hundreds and hundreds of Joshes.
Do we have a winner?
We do.
Are they all Josh Swains or just Josh?
No, they're all Josh Swains.
All Josh Swains?
Oh,
they were just
no,
Joshes.
No, they were all Josh Swains. This is like the whole all of America's Josh Swains in one field,
wow,
battling it out,
okay,
with pool noodles.
Oh, give me the name of the winner. Oh,
Josh
wait, that
Swain
doesn't make sense.
Five-year-old Josh Swain has been crowned the winner.
Oh,
he's got one of those
nice
Burger King crowns.
Well, the others need to be embarrassed and to be ashamed of himself.
Well, no, they obviously let him win because he's five.
Yeah, but you don't. If you like your name, I'm called Jack Hayes. I will fight any other Jack Hayes and win.
Don't.
And that includes kids.
Yes, but... Okay.
No one's taking my name.
I better Google Tom Evans to see if there are any...
Don't, because what will happen is you'll get pictures of that male model that's going out on Nicole Scherzinger,
yeah,
and it'll really make you hate your life
he's
even more than you do.
He's already the better one, so there's no point.
You already don't like your life, Tom. It's going to make you even worse.
When you Google Lou Nash, you get this old granny from America.
When you Google Jack the Lad, you get a Cornish folk band.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It is International Tell a Story Day today, the day that we celebrate the art of storytelling. Then there is an art to it, very much so.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You hooked us in last time. It's very impressive.
So what was the story I told you earlier? It's about a...
We gave you three things you had to mention. A potato, waffle, a hamster and a chainsaw.
That's it, yeah.
Lou's got another three random words that you've not heard of yet.
Right.
Once she gives them to you, we want a story, no longer than 1 minute, please, based... on those three words. And ladies and gentlemen, you will see the art of storytelling unveil itself in all its glory in the next minute. Lou, your three words.
Feather duster, armadillo, bin day.
It was Wednesday in Stenning and John was just putting out his bins. He opened up his bin to check it was full and, oh my goodness me, look at this armadillo. How did he get in here? He called his wife, Mary, who came out and said, "Oh, that's a surprise for you. I was going to give you that armadillo called Jeremy for your birthday." "How on earth are we going to get it out?" "I know," said Mary. "Go and get me the feather duster." So Tim, I think that was his name.
John.
Yeah. Went into the house, got the feather duster and tickled the armadillo on his tummy. Said the armadillo. But then all of a sudden the bin lorry came round the corner. They were going to empty the bin with Jeremy the armadillo in it. They started to panic. Mary said, "John, tickle him harder." So he tickled him harder with the feather duster. Said Jeremy the armadillo. They said, "Stop laughing, Jeremy, get out." And then the binman started wheeling the bin towards the lorry and put it on the little grabber thing and started to tip it up. And Jeremy jumped out of the bin just in time and said, "I'm back, Mummy and Daddy. Please tickle me some more."
Okay.
And tickle him they did.
That's your time. Well, I'm a bit disturbed by the whole...
That's gripping. I was really worried about Jeremy for a moment.
Jeremy's
there.
All right, mate.
Good.
He's all right.
Dad, living
that's
your best
the
life
mate
in Stenning.
Listen, if ever you need to get a trapped armadillo out from somewhere, tickle them.
Good to know.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
There's been a disturbance in Ashurst Wood in the middle of the night. This is near East Grinstead. The police were actually called because somebody was singing Mustang Sully. Sally?
Oh, Sully? Yeah. Sing that song about the guy from Monsters, Inc.
Mustang Sully at the top of their lungs at 1:30 in the morning.
Mustang Sully!
Someone's had a few, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know you've had a good night when you're walking through a forest singing Mustang Sully at 1:30 in the morning.
Yes, you better slow your Mustang down.
It went like all the way to the Environmental Health Board because it's like a disturbance in the night and all that sort of thing.
It's in the wood. Who are they disturbing? The badgers and the foxes?
Well, no. Ashurst Woods is like a village, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you said a woods. I thought you meant it was in actual woods. We've all done that.
Oh, I thought it was in the woods as well.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what an odd choice of song to sing in a wood.
What would you sing if you were in the woods then?
Well, a wood-based song.
Yeah, like, wood, a tree-based song.
Yeah, like...
I'm yelling timber.
Yeah, I mean, that'll
what
do.
What the hell was that?
Kesha.
Was that? I've never heard that in my life.
We play it quite a lot.
Kumbaya.
Wood-based?
Because it's camping.
Yeah,
it's
camping. Yeah. Is there anything about lumberjacks? Were you singing anything like that?
The trees are alive.
No, that's the wrong lyrics.
Okay.
That's the wrong... There's got to be a tree-based song.
82222. Start your text with the word more. Tree-based songs. Go.
What's this?
Wait, come on. First one to get a tree-based song.
Weeping willows, tree, oak, tree, forest.
Oh, what's that Katy Perry one?
If you go down to the woods today... Yes, no, you're sure. No, I don't like that. There's got to be a pop song. Pop songs based about wood. Please text in.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Sometimes it feels like we're living in a film. Like this time last year when COVID was just starting out and we didn't really know what was going on, it was scary and it felt like we were in the weird sort of disaster movie, weren't, didn't it?
Yep.
Well, okay, NASA have got a plan for when we're actually in a like real disaster movie situation. Asteroids.
Yes.
Plummeting towards Earth.
What do you mean, yes?
No, I find it fascinating.
Is there an asteroid coming towards Earth to kill people? And you're like, yeah.
Let's hear Lou out.
Well, it's all right, because NASA have got a solution. If this kind of Armageddon-type scenario happens, what they're going to do is they're going to punch it away.
Punch it away?
Punch
yeah.
it?
They've got a special device that will go boof. It's and like send it off course.
It's like a cartoon where a yeah. boxing glove comes out of the jacket on
it's a
spring.
It's Dennis the Menace, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? What's it going to do?
What's going to buff it?
I mean, I'm picturing a massive boxing glove.
No,
I don't
Luke, it's
it
not
is.
Going to be a no. massive
okay,
boxing glove.
Okay, it's the project is known as Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Dot. And yeah, they're making this kind of little, I guess it's a kind of spaceship that will go up there and it'll just... hit it so it just changes its course a little bit. Doesn't have to change it much.
You really haven't done a lot of research on this particular piece of content, have you, Lou?
Well, there's not a lot of research. There's not
right,
a lot of
Lou,
detail in this article.
If you come on air and tell us and tell this nation that a giant something is going to punch an asteroid away,
buff it away,
natural question we want to ask is, what is the actual buffer?
It doesn't say in this article. NASA are working on it.
Okay. Right.
I guess they're trying different materials, maybe?
Lou, this time tomorrow, so at 7:36 tomorrow morning, I want answers as to what the buffer is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will try and get in touch with NASA and ask what their top buffing material is at the moment.
That's your exactly. homework for today.
Okay. Material, the mechanism of the spring into the buffer. And
I don't know if there's a spring involved.
There's going to have to be some form of propulsion.
I said there might be coming up some kind of rocket buffer.
What is going on here? I mean, was I the only one in the pub yesterday or were you all there?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
This is a little bit worrying. Some news I've got to report here. A fisherman spent an hour trying to reel a fish in just about half a mile off the Cornish coast over the weekend. And he was like, God, this is big, whatever this is. Yeah, 10-foot shark, dude.
Oh, no.
They're
coming down this way more.
I also read something over the weekend that great whites are starting to get spotted closer and closer and closer to our shores. Whether that be global warming, I don't know. This was a poor beagle shark, which isn't... When I say poor beagle, it's not like, oh, it's sad about that dog. That's what it's called, poor beagle.
Right.
I'm hoping that, and forgive me for saying this, but they seem to be coming from the south north. So all the shark sightings are on the south coast. I'm hoping they're going to hit the Isle of Wight first and eat that lot. And then we'll yeah. get some warning.
Yeah. Well, maybe Isle of Wight maybe is a bit big. Maybe they could do Hailing Island first.
Right.
Go chow down there. Mm. Then go to, and then hopefully when they've eaten Isle of Wight, they'll be full up. And then they'll just go away again.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Guernsey, Jersey,
yeah.
Sark.
And they're close.
There's a few to get
yeah.
through.
Yeah. We've got a good sort of safety barrier of other people.
Yeah, Isle of Man. Isle of Man. I don't think I'd miss them if they were gone.
No.
I like the motorbike race, the Isle of Man TT, but other than that, so they can eat the Isle of Man. And I'll tell you what, Ireland's a big old snack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
You've been grimacing for the last 2.5 minutes.
It's fine. It's just the bang bang bit.
Tom, you can't do that.
You can't love every song.
You can't, mate.
I'm sorry. Some people love that and that's great and that's the beauty of More Radio. We cater for everybody.
It is a classic. Right. And it's become the subject of this morning's You Never Would Have Thunk It.
I was hoping this would happen.
Okay. So here we go. This is random for you. Good morning, Facebook Live. I'm on there. This is a little game we play every single day at this time. Morning, David. Morning, Trudy. Morning, all my pals on there. For the rest of your life, you can eat. You either have to listen to Tainted Love, Soft Cell, 3 times a day with breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Meal times.
Or you never, ever, ever have to look for a Tupperware lid again that you've lost in your kitchen.
Oh, I had to scrabble around this morning to find one.
Wait, hang on. Stop, say that again, because you haven't given us... Say that again.
So, for the rest of your life,
yeah,
every day, you need to listen to Soft Cell's Tainted Love once during breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Or you'll never ever lose a lid of a Tupperware pot again.
Well, have that then. Do you mean...
No. You're telling me gone to find a Tupperware?
Yeah. No.
And you're like, where's the lids? Where's the lids gone?
No, I think you've got it. What you're saying is listen to Soft Cell every day.
Yeah.
If you do that, it means you don't lose a Tupperware lid.
What did I say?
Or you can never...
No. You listen to... Tainted Love has done me. You listen to Tainted Love at breakfast, lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
What?
Carry on.
Go on.
You... Or... You'll never lose. You'll always know where your Tupperware lids are.
No. What you're saying is,
Tom, look. Let's not complain. Let's just take it. Yeah. Let's just take it.
Tupperware.
You should be shush. You should be saying this.
Yes.
Listen to Soft Cell.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you accept that as a challenge for the rest of your life, you then always find Tupperware lids.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Alternatively, you don't have to listen to Soft Cell, but you can never find the right lid for the Tupperware box.
Okay.
No! That's not right!
It is right.
It is.
All right. You've got 10 seconds. Give us it again. Whatever you say goes.
You've either got to listen to Soft Cell every day at lunch and dinner and breakfast.
Yeah.
Or... You'll always know where you've lost them.
Right, I'm taking
we'll
the
take
Tupperware.
We'll take that.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, my goodness. Jack's own game has completely broken him this morning. He's lost it, haven't you? You all right in there?
Dave on the text. He's lost it on the text. I think I'm just going to buy a large roll of cling film and forget about the lids.
Oh, you know what you can get? We've got these brilliant stretchy lid things. They go over everything.
Lou.
Very eco-friendly, you see.
Guys just said, oh my God, Jack. That's all she said.
Okay.
Right.
So we're all thinking.
I'm going to start again.
Yeah, reset.
Since you never would have thunk it, right, for this morning. And you have to choose one of these options. And they're both not nice.
You either
have to listen to Tainted Love by Soft Cell every day of your life when you have your breakfast, your lunch and your dinner, because that's a hardship, right? Because even though it's a good song, you get bored of it. Or you'll never find your Tupperware lids. Is that right?
Or you'll...
Yes, that is right.
Yes. Okay, so two bad things.
Yeah. Well, so what did I say initially
then? You said, or you will find all your Tupperware lids.
Yeah, you'll always be able to find them.
Yeah, which means we won't have to have the song, but we'll always...
And we get Tupperware.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And we get Tupperware. Other brands are available. So because of the farcity of this whole thing, we've got no messages that actually give an answer.
No. Shall we just move on? I think that's right off today. Jack's a gibbering mess in the corner.
So that was it then. Hope you enjoyed our Best of April podcast. We'll be back with one for the Best of May. And in the meantime, you know what to do, man. Stay fresh. Keep it real. Peace out.
Oh, I thought he'd got over that phase.
Never do. Keep it real. Peace.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. What would we like you to do? We'd like you to rate the podcast.
Yes, please. And leave us a little review if you would. That would be delightful. And obviously, join us early. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m.
Make it positive, man. We're all about the positive vibes. So I'll come looking for you. This is the baby saying out.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what he's on about.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.